What are these new rental apps and how do they work?
Well, it's really like putting eBay to work for finding a rental accommodation. So it's a lot easier than going out on a Saturday morning seeing a lot of real estate agents and, you know, the frustrations of coming second in your attempt to rent a place. So on that side, they're a great advantage because you can do basically all your shopping from your phone, wherever it is. But the disadvantage is that in markets, especially like Sydney, also Melbourne, the problem is that there's more people scurrying around trying to find a place. And as a result, if you're in an online auction, there's a tendency to pay too much. And one of the things that we found with work in sort of the psychology of auctions is that when you have an active market, the price is either the right price or one price above it, which gives you a thing called the bidder's curse. Basically, everyone who's sensible sort of bids up to a certain amount and they stop. And then you've got someone who isn't quite so smart or maybe twice as enthusiastic who bids a little bit more.
So with that kind of bidder's curse thing, what other effects do you think the apps will actually have for renters trying to find houses in an already fiercely competitive rentals environment? Do you think these apps are actually going to make it easier for renters or will it make it more competitive?
Well, it makes it easier to get into the game of finding properties, but it also makes it easier to overbid. And that's one of the other problems with renting, probably a little bit more than buying a house. And that is that the payment that you put your hand up for isn't a one-off that you have a pretty clear idea of. You've been to the bank, you've got no idea of how much money you can spend or how much money you can borrow. But when you're renting, you're saying how many more dollars per week is going to go out of your household's budget. And that really means how much lower your standard of living is going to be. And often people don't see that. You know, we understand the cost of something that's right in front of us, but how an extra $20 or $50 a week is going to affect us in 3, 6, 12 months' time, you know, we easily forget it. And as a result, it's easy for us to overdo it.
Now, currently, there are actually protections in place that are preventing real estate agents from pitting renters against each other. What do you think the repercussions will be of starting bidding wars between renters on these apps?
Well, whenever you have at least two motivated purchasers, bidders in an auction, you really only the only limit is how deep their pockets are. And again, this comes back to the difference in the renting situation where you're bidding for something which is not money that you're seeing today. It's something that, you know, is easy to lose sight of the value of it or rather the pain of it in the case of renters.
Sorry, I'll just turn my mic up there. Services like Uber, Airbnb and Airtasker, they've totally changed the landscape of their respective industries. Do you think that's what's going to happen with the rental sector with these new renting apps?
I think invariably we're moving into an online world and there are different ways of doing it. We've seen the way that advertising is adapted to online, totally different to what you find in print media. And I think they're generally good things, but you've also got to be aware of, if you like, the human realities and the human limitations. And that psychological or social dimension is one of the reasons that we have, you know, various legislations in place to limit situations where people don't quite have the self-restraint to, behave sensibly, even though we believe that we are sort of rational. You know, things like occupational health and safety, I mean, that you might have an opinion on whether they've gone too far or not, but one way or another, you need these boundaries in place to keep the playing field moderately level. And I don't think we're really mature enough in our understanding of this particular kind of market to be able to just let it be a free-for-all. And it's a place where the old economist's assumption of rationality is really put to the test a bit.
Okay.
And again, you're stuck with something which is going to then be with you now for, 6, 12 months, something like that.
Of course, now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to 2SER 107.3 on the Thursday Daily. My guest here is Professor, Associate Professor Garrick Small at the CQ University. We're talking about rental affordability and how there are new electronic apps that are really changing the landscape and how they're affecting the market. Now, we speak. You spoke there just before about how regulation may be needed. Do you think it may be the case that the damage has already been done and the war has kind of already been fought and lost without a lot of us knowing about it in terms of regulators being able to catch it out early?
Well, we live in a world which tends to be a bit suspicious of regulation, and I think that's for good reason. You know, you can't overdo these things. And we see it in politics and in human affairs generally. You know, the pendulum kind of goes from one side to the other. We go from too much regulation into too little regulation. We've got to have a bit more understanding of what these things are doing. The other side of it is community action. And, you know, it's easy to put everything in the hands of the government. You know, the government should fix it, the government should regulate it, the government should do this, that, or the other. But the other side of it, and I think it's where we look at history and see the most interesting results, is where the community takes things, you know, into their own hands. And I'm thinking here of things like the development of the, say, the union movement or the cooperative movement, you know, back sort of mid-last century when people had enough of banks and so they started their own little local cooperatives, like credit cooperatives, and they became the building societies and now things like St. George, which is now a bank. But it started as a terrific service, but it was organised by the local community. And the local community got together and said, you know, we'll do this better by ourselves. We don't need a big bank to come in. And that kind of community action, I think, is something which we also ought to take into consideration a bit. The problem with the rental situation is that, and this is a pretty unusual concept to suggest, but it's quite an old one in economics, land tends to act like a monopoly. And so the tenant is always sort of naturally, you know, like trying to buy something from a monopolist, they're going to set the price where they want. And you have that kind of relationship. To overcome that, the buyers need to get together and say, well, this is how much we're going to pay and no more. And that can be done.
Indeed, it makes for interesting times ahead. Thank you for your time, Professor.
Most welcome.
Yes, that was Professor Garrick Small, Associate Professor Garrick Small from CQ University, speaking to us about new electronic apps and how they may be affecting the rental market and whether they're a force for good or evil.